turning our attention now, though, to what's happening tonight on our televisions, what's been happening, well, for these ladies for the last couple of months, I suppose, but also as well for what's happening tonight and tomorrow night for the Rose of Tralee live television selections. I'm delighted to say I've got three of the contestants, three of the Roses in the studio with me here. They've been on buses, they've been visiting towns and villages and fairs and festivals and races, and they came into Tralee in advance of last weekend and have been involved in all of the festivities over Saturday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday of the Rose Festival. I've got Aoife MacDonald, who's the Ottawa Rose, Aisling O'Connor, who's the Clare Rose, and Aoife Butler, who's the Sydney Rose. Good morning to the three of you, and thanks so much for coming in to me.
Good morning.
Okay, Aisling, I'm going to start with you. Tell me what the adventure has been like so far for you, as we're here on the Monday morning of the night one of the Rose selection.
Yes, it's been absolutely incredible. I think it's safe to say that for most of the girls, it's gone above and beyond what we really expected it to be. I mean, the tour has had just so many high points, you know, some memories that I really think would be just highlights for me, you know, far, far, far into the future. And I've had moments that I think I will remember forever. For me, I suppose the highlight was probably the parade here in Tralee on the Saturday night. I think that was really magical, sharing that moment with my family, my friends, and my little rosebud Millie. I think I'll never forget looking at her face, looking into the sky and seeing the fireworks. I think that was really special. But I also think, you know, the tour has been a really demanding experience, and something, you know, that I, you know, didn't really expect how demanding it would be. It's been very emotional. It's been physically demanding. You know, we've had early mornings, we've had late nights. Yeah. There's been a lot of, you know, going. So
it's like it's an adventure for you.
Yeah, it's an adventure. But, you know, a very special one, and one that I've thoroughly enjoyed.
Did you expect what you saw, like in terms of the parades, in terms of being in Tralee? Were you prepared for that, the crowds and all of that?
No,
when you signed up for this, shall we say?
Absolutely not. And I actually have never made it down to Tralee for the festival, even though I was an avid watcher always of the TV part. I'd never actually come down to the festival. Mm. So it was so emotional seeing the crowds on the street, what it means to the people of Tralee, what it meant to the families of the Roses and the girls, and even meeting people from County Clare who I'd never met before, who's just come down to support me, and, you know, just people who are regulars to the festival. You know, I think that was just mind-blowing.
yeah, incredible. Okay, if I can go to you next, look, what's your view on what the last couple of weeks have been like, I suppose?
Honestly, it's been such an indescribable experience. Being an international rose, obviously you have some expectation and some idea of what you're getting yourself into, and I've been coming back to Ireland every summer since I was 4 months old because both my parents are Irish. So I did watch the show while I was growing up, but I didn't fully understand just how meaningful and important the Rose of Tralee Festival is for the people. So I think that's honestly been my highlight. Is I remember the first day getting off the bus in Gorey and Wexford, and all the people that were there just to welcome us as we are. And then it continued on, that we just kept having more people coming out to celebrate us just as we are, just as women. So that has honestly been such a surreal experience that I'll never forget. And exactly like Aisling said, being on the parade and seeing smiling faces from young to old, it doesn't matter who they are, everybody loves the Rose of Tralee and everybody loves the Roses, and I feel so blessed to be here.
Is that an element that people sometimes forget, that you're the Roses, obviously you're the ones who have to go on stage tonight and you'll be tomorrow night, the three of ye, but that it's about much more than that in terms of it's you're the centre of attention this year, but it's the people's festival, it's Tralee's festival. And even you mentioned Wexford, when people, they're happy about the fact the Roses are coming, they turn up, it's a positive thing.
Exactly. I think the Rose of Tralee is a very, very positive thing. It brings together family, it brings together communities, it brings together the Irish diaspora all around the world.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's nothing like it.
Yeah. Does it connect people in Ottawa? The selection process is very important for the Irish community there.
It is. Yes, definitely. I've had so many people reach out to congratulate me in being the representative of Ottawa and coming here, and people that I haven't talked to in a very long time.
Yeah.
And it was also nice to that obviously the people in the Irish community in Ottawa know what the Rose of Tralee Festival is, but then when I would share it with friends or colleagues, they didn't understand what it was, but then when I explained it, they thought it was the most amazing thing and wished that we had something similar in Canada.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, that's fine. So, and speaking of that connection, I know it's been written about the weekend as well. A point was made by, I think, Brianna Parkins made the point, look, this festival is hugely for the diaspora, and that's what's, you know, it that's why it works so well and why it's lasted 60 years. Your parents at Galway and Laois, I think, is the connection. Are there people from there here this weekend?
Yes. I have my aunts and lots of cousins coming down that'll be in the audience both today and tomorrow when I'm on stage. So it's just been so lovely. And I actually received a card this morning from my grand aunt, Teresa Muldowney, who I haven't seen in years, just wishing me congratulations and telling me how proud she is of me and of my accomplishments and that I get to be a Rose. So it's been
sweet. That's brilliant.
So lovely,
yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. That is absolutely brilliant. Aoife Butler, Sydney Rose, tell me what have you made of the last week?
Look, I think I have to second everything that both of the girls have said, and I just think it's really important that people don't realise the gravity of what the Rose of Tralee does for each and every one of us Roses, past Roses, you know, escorts, people who volunteer, chaperones. It does so much for us, and I think we can all say we've grown so much in this whole process, the last couple of months, couple of days, couple of weeks, and it really is not just about the diaspora, the Irish diaspora, but as you said, it is the people's festival, and tourism, building up tourism. I've seen parts of Ireland that I've never seen before, parts of Wexford. I'm originally from Wexford, that I have never seen before.
What was that like to get to go home? It gave you a reason to be here from Australia, to go back and visit Wexford on your way to Tralee.
I can't describe the pride I have, and you know, for me, you know, being from Sydney, I, like many Irish people who immigrate, and a lot of people, young people, are going to Australia at the moment, to be able to represent them and be an ambassador, but also to bring some happiness to my family, my friends, to my community, to put, you know, the village of Askamore on the map, and you know, to show these friends, girls that at the start I didn't really know well, that I know now will be friends for life, my home county, and Brona, the Wexford Rose's home county as well, and the rest of Ireland. The sun shined so, you know, amazingly for us while we were up in Meath and Kildare and Longford and Offaly, and I just think it's such a positive thing. And you know, people who may not see it in a positive light, I don't know if they really understand the gravity of what it's doing for everybody.
Yes, okay, very important. Okay, I want you to stay with me. We're going to talk a bit more about that and about what you're expecting tomorrow night as well, as you get up on stage with Dottie and Catherine now, of course, two presenters this year for the first time. If you have a view for us on any of our Roses or the festival, get in touch. Lots of your comments coming in. I have to apologise. I wrote the wrong number for the paint competition. It's 066-719-1224. If you want to paint Dulux, the Dulux dog. The question again, the Dulux dog, what breed is he? Is he a Chinese crested dog, A or B, an old English sheepdog? The number to call, 066-719-1224. That's the number to call. We'll let you know more about that. I'll remind you of that as well. We'll have more with our three Roses here. We have Clare, Sydney and Ottawa in studio here on Kerry today. We'll get to them after we take these. Yeah, keep your comments, views and opinions coming into us on the programme. We have three of the Roses who will be appearing on stage tomorrow night at the Rose of Tralee, here in Tralee. We have the Ottawa Rose, Aoife MacDonald. We have Clare Rose, Aisling O'Connor. And Sydney Rose, Aoife Butler as well. And that is, keep your comments and views. And lots of people getting in touch. A listener says, people are forgetting all the money raised for charities through the Late Late Show. This is on RTE. Money for services which our government should have been providing for. All the help that show gave to worthy causes. Cora says, such a shame Ryan Tubridy is being scapegoated for all of RTE's failings. Yeah, Ryan Tubridy certainly in the war, that's for sure. A former presenter, of course, and host of the Rose of Tralee. Jerry Tom gets in touch. Says, Jerry, I'm being too cynical, but it seems to me the RTE debacle is taking pressure off the government's politicians. They will talk all day about it, but as Basil Fawlty would say, don't mention the war. That's Tom's view in relation to that. Keep your opinions coming into us on the programme as we're talking about the, and we are talking about the Rose of Tralee. We've got, as I said, Aoife, Aisling and Aoife Butler here. What is the relation to that? Best wishes to Aoife, the Sydney Rose, from her rosebud Ava and all her family. And is that a nice element for you in relation to it, the rosebud?
Absolutely.
Experience?
you know, being able to incorporate the rosebuds is actually just as special, because we've all said it's the kids looking up to you and thinking, you know, that you're something out of a magical, you know, movie or something that, you know, that they look up to, really. And it's just, you want to tell them that they can be, you know, this role model, they can be this person. And, you know, I'm very, very blessed. All the rosebuds are absolutely amazing. And I'm very, very blessed to have Ava. She is an absolutely beautiful girl, and her family as well. Just meeting all the family and the support, and, you know, being able to, I hope, instill some, you know, dreams and encouragement to her that when she's older someday, that she can really achieve whatever she puts her mind to. So a big shout out to Ava, and I can't wait to see her later on tonight.
Okay. And Aisling, if I can ask you, on that, there's been some criticism, as there can be, of the festival, people saying it's old fashioned, it projects women in a certain way, that they have to look a certain way. What's your response to that, that it's not feminist enough, shall we say, in this day and age?
Yeah, I reject all of that completely and entirely. The festival puts absolutely no pressure on us to dress in the way that we choose to dress. There were girls days on the tour that decided they were going to dress much more casually, girls who wore flat shoes for the whole thing, girls who wore high heels for the whole thing. And, you know, for me, I am girly, and I think that being a girly girl and being a feminist and, you know, being a strong and powerful woman are not things that are mutually exclusive. I think that they go hand in hand, and you know, maybe perhaps that, you know, the festival draws on, you know, maybe a certain type of a girly girl perhaps, but that is not coming from the festival. And it, you know, encourages individuality, it encourages women to do what they feel comfortable with, and encourages us to be, you know, show autonomy and, yeah, be individualistic and just be our own version of us. And they have, you know, really drilled that into us from the start. Be you, dress how you want to dress, speak what you want to speak about. So, yeah.
Okay, you feel that. And Aoife McDonald, what would the Canadian view of this, or looking at the outside to that argument that, look, this is belongs back in the 1950s, this festival? What was your response to that, having gone through what you've gone through now this week and seeing it from the inside?
To me, having... feminism to me is like having a choice. And I have found that the Rose of Chile has been a very empowering experience that has united women, it has united men, it has brought all of our communities together. And I...
You're not forced to do it.
No, you're not forced to do it. You do this because you want to. And you can look at the girls, if you read their bios, we have a firefighter, we have a police officer, we have girls with aspiration for politics, we have nurses. Such a varied background. So you don't need to, you know, wear pretty dresses to be a leader.
Yeah.
And I think people sometimes just see the glitz and glam of it all, and they don't actually see what the Rose of Chile Festival is about, which is celebrating women, celebrating Ireland, celebrating Irish people around the world. And
that's
just a very positive experience.
Okay. Guys, you got to tell me, how are you feeling about tomorrow night? Aisling, I'll start with you. Are you nervous? Are you looking forward to seeing how tonight goes and then having your chance?
Yeah, I sure am. I think that, to be honest, we've really paced ourselves on this whole experience. And, you know, a lot of the different days and events that we've had have been a little bit nerve-wracking. So I think we've all learned to really control those feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
And because our schedule has been so full on, I think we haven't really had much of an opportunity to really dwell on the TV side. But I think tonight would be a really nice experience to just sit back, relax, watch the other girls, and then hear feedback from them. Yeah. And I'm sure they'll all be really happy when they get off the stage. So I think that's gonna be nice for us three anyway.
Yeah, Aoife Butler, there'll be a big crowd watching in Sydney, I know. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, look, I won't lie, I am nervous, but that's normal, because we all are normal girls, and for most of us it's our first time to be on, you know, national television. But nerves are good. But you know what, I'm really confident to be able to, I think we're just saying, even sitting here together, we're being together is what it's about, and we're able to support each other, and, you know, we'll all be together for tonight and tomorrow, and I know we'll support each other through that. So I am excited, I'm nervous, but, you know, it'll be an amazing experience, and like everything in the Rose of Tralee, one that I'll remember forever. So
yeah, and it'll be, from that element of it, it will be good. Aoife McDonald, your views on tomorrow, have you been told, by the way, and I'm just curious, and you might not have been, how is it going to work with the two-handed presenting? Is it every second rose, or what's going to happen, or what can you reveal for me this morning?
As far as we know, it's every three is it?
Okay, every three. All right, yeah. So three and then three and then three. Okay, it might be that. That's an interesting one. That's an interesting point. Okay, and we'll look forward to that. It'll be exciting. But Aoife, how are you feeling about it?
Incredibly excited. I feel like it's very much like a once in a lifetime opportunity, and I'm very, very happy to have all my family there in the audience. My extended family has just said that this has been the biggest boom in years for them. They're just so happy for me to be here and incredibly proud. And I think that's just what it's all about. It's the pride in your family and your community.
Will Justin Trudeau be watching, do you think?
I don't know, maybe.
He might be battling wildfires at home. And
he might be. I'll have to ring him up and tell him to watch it.
Let's check it out. Well, listen, guys, look, we're out of time, but thanks so much for talking to us. You've been great. You're in great form, and hopefully you continue that form into tonight and tomorrow night. And the best of luck. Who knows? Wednesday morning, one of the three could be in studio here again, having won the Rose of Tralee. But look, thanks so much for coming into us this morning.
Thank you so much.